From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. France Tuesday requested an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to urgently address the crisis in Aleppo, according to the French ambassador. The meeting would be expected to be held later in the day and would discuss measures to confront the worst humanitarian tragedy of the 21st century, according to the French ambassador. An agreement for an imminent evacuation, meanwhile, of civilians and opposition fighters from East Aleppo and Syria has been reached. That comes from a rebel official Tuesday. He added that the deal was sponsored by Russia and Turkey and would be implemented with hours. Earlier in the day, the human rights spokesman Rupert Colville said there were reports that Syrian government troops and allied Iraqi militias had killed civilians in eastern Aleppo in the last few days. The European Union Tuesday wrestled with a rift over Turkey's EU membership bid after Austria led calls for the accession process to be halted over Ankara's post-coup crackdown. This is the EU Enlargement Commissioner, Johannes Hahn. He says the accession negotiations have come to a standstill for months, and I don't see any movement in the next couple of months. Meanwhile, the Turkish president lashed out at the EU reluctance to revive membership talks and threatened to cancel a March deal, which has curbed the mass influx of refugees and migrants. President Barack Obama's administration has canceled the transfer of some munitions to ally Saudi Arabia. It comes amid anger about the civilian death toll from the kingdom's campaign in Yemen. A Tunisian man accused of being the captain of a migrant boat that sank, killing almost 700 people, was found guilty of multiple manslaughter and people smuggling Tuesday. He was sentenced to 18 years. This is VOA.